guess I'll first ask you here. Sunday you're watching a film, and you actually get a chance to see some of the moves that Mark was making, things he was doing. Like, is that something that just made you even more excited?
Yeah, of course. You know, I feel good for Mark just because he works hard every day, day in and day out in the weight room, on the field. And to see him have a performance like that was, you know, it's exciting. And you got to feel good for him. So,
how much does his attitude and his mindset when he is on the field with you guys, how much does that kind of carry over to everyone else?
Yeah, you know, every day when he's a fullback, when he's running into guys, he's just like, everyone calls him the juggernaut, and he's just like a big rock. He just sacrifices his whole body for, you know, making the block for the running back. So, yeah, he's just, his work ethic rubs off on everybody, so, you know, it's good for us. So.
I mean, Coach Fantasy was just talking about in his press conference is how he thought that you've been progressing in a sense of doing just like some of the little things better. Like, for example, he mentioned the fact that you didn't go off your feet after you made a catch when running. Just what are some of those little details, like along those lines, that you feel that you have gotten better at over the course of the season?
Yeah, he talked to me yesterday about staying on my feet because, like Mark, he's a big guy, and most DBs don't really want to tackle him. So, you know, lowering my shoulder is probably more of an advantage than me trying to jump over somebody. Yeah, just been paying attention to the details and doing what I'm supposed to do. So.
That was Iowa State where you tried to hurdle over a guy, right?
Yeah, that was so stupid. I landed on my hip and messed up my back, and I probably won't ever do that again.
The offense took steps forward, though, last week?
Definitely. You know, that first drive was, I think, really good for us. We, you know, it was like 10-12 play drive. Where we were running the ball well, and when we needed to pass it, we passed it well. So, you know, we got the ball in the end zone, gave us some confidence, and we kept it going throughout the game. So,
Coach said Bullock's probably doubtful for the game. How does that affect things?
As you can see, we got depth at running back. Mark did a great job last week, and you know, he's a big guy, he's physical, so I don't think we're too worried about that.
Do receivers and tight ends talk at all about who's going to get the first touchdown catch of the season?
That's right. No one. No, not yet. You know, it's going to come. Obviously, when we're inside the 3-yard line, we've been giving it to Mark, but once Big Ten play comes around, I'm sure we're going to have to mix things up a little bit. So, you know, it's not too big of a deal as long as we're winning.
Does that surprise you, though, just the fact that you guys are a quarter of the way through the season and there haven't been any, like, touchdown passes?
Honestly, I didn't even think about that until you said that. But, yeah, that's shocking. But, you know, we're 2-1, so it's not something that, you know, it's huge. But, you know, it'll come.
If defense has been trying to take you out of the picture for the passing game?
I wouldn't say that. They're, you know, playing a defense that I'm sure they were coming into with, and I just happened not to be getting the ball as much as people were thinking, but that's fine. You know, we had how much yards offense last week? 400 yards, so that's not that big of a deal. It's still early on in the year. You never know what's going to happen, so.